The U.S. is honoring the 7 aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, including an American citizen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The victims of yesterday's strike join a record number of humanitarian workers who have been killed in this particular conflict. These people are heroes.
The workers were with World Central Kitchen, which has now paused operations in Gaza. More progress in Baltimore.
We opened another channel today at around 1315 or 115, and it measures 14-foot depth.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's the second channel opened in as many days to help navigate port traffic following the collapse of the Key Bridge. And major railway companies will now have to use two-person crews on freight trains nationwide. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is a rule that is good for workers, it is good for communities, it is good for America's economy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot. On-site voter registration is available with proof of residence like a utility bill. You need a photo ID to vote, but it doesn't need to show your current address. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says Trump has failed working families and women.
Donald Trump has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe versus Wade, and he's calling for punishing women who have an abortion.
President Biden campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new Oakleaf Medical Network clinic has officially opened in Eau Claire. Spears Pain and Rehab announced it would be opening in the region following the announcement of all HSHS and Prevea facilities closing. The clinic will offer pain management care and rehabilitative care, as well as other non-surgical services. Oakleaf Medical Network also plans to open a number of other clinics in the Chippewa Valley, attempting to cover gaps in care for area patients who were relying on HSHS and Prevea. A Stanley man has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. According to court records, Jay Conklin is currently serving a 40-year sentence after being convicted in two child sexual assault cases. Two other inmates allegedly told authorities that Conklin was trying to get them to kill the prosecutor from his case and had details on the prosecutor's home and family. Authorities then pretended to be one of the inmates' cousins and recorded the call from Conklin. He is now facing an additional 72 years in prison. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center, 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think if you just said it, I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
snow strikes this afternoon and may mix with a little rain at first. Overnight, less than an inch is likely to accumulate. Waking up to spotty snow showers still continuing, the bigger concern is the winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour with potential power outages. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Every time he pulls me near, I just want to chance. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand.
Let's give these boys a hand. I should say very mature men now joining me in the studio for the Maggie Dawn Show. My thanks to Bill Christensen, candidate for the City of Milwaukee Comptroller's Office. Evan Goyke, candidate for the City Attorney's Office, sticking with me for a little bit longer. And now also joined by Ted Chisholm, recently announced candidate for Milwaukee County Comptroller. Welcome, Ted.
Great to be with you, Maggie. And just one point of clarity, I'm up for Milwaukee County Treasurer.
Treasurer, what did I say?
August 13th election.
Comptroller on the brain.
It'd be nice if the show host could get the actual offices you're running for correct. Thanks so much for being here, Ted, and the correction. Corrections always welcome. Just wanted to share a little bit from the text line. An unnamed texter sharing with us, hey, Maggie, is this something that you can actually do? I was talking about having and hosting a candidate or a judicial forum here on the Maggie Dawn Show so I can actually, you know, pull a pin and lob a grenade or two and be sure we actually get into the good stuff. Texter continues, I know it would be incredible amounts of work, which I never mind doing. But the texter continues, it could be a new standard, too. From your lips to whatever deity may be out there or not, ears. I think we need to be able to engage with candidates for these technical offices in a much more meaningful way. Candidate forums? What the hell is that? Debate with follow-up questions seems to be much more engaging. Jeff from Shorewood also saying, little shout out to you, Evan. He is from Shorewood. If he lived 10 blocks further south, he'd be voting for you. So Jeff from Shorewood,
thank you, Jeff.
Giving Mr. Goyke a hat tip. Before we get into the county treasurer's race, Ted, I just wanted to follow up with you, Evan. We were talking a little bit about some statements Mr. Spencer just recently made. Please share with the listeners.
Yeah, I think one that came out yesterday that's really upsetting to me. We each participated in a brief candidate interview called Coffee with the Candidate on CBS 58. And the journalist asked him about the toxicity, reports of toxic work environment. And he said it was toxic. It was toxic for me. That was the quote. It was toxic for me. And I think it's really frustrating when elected leaders don't take responsibility and you know, he's the head of the office. He's not a victim. He won the last election. I voted for him in that election. He was the victor, not the victim. And real leadership means taking responsibility. And if there were something, it's one of the things that's really been clear throughout this campaign is that he is unwilling to take responsibility. Everything that has gone wrong is someone else's fault. And that's how it's clear that things will not be improved if he's reelected, because it's just excuse after excuse. Everyone was out to get him and he's never held himself accountable. So we're going to do that at 8 p.m. tonight when all the votes are tallied.
I certainly hope so. And I just want to lean into this. Many of the accusations of toxic work environment were very specific and particular. One, I think, deserves mention here on the show. And that was that after a gender-based harassment claim was filed formally by an employee. He effectively asked another one of his employees to write up, to attack, to provide what we call in the law pretextual reasons to paint the person who filed the complaint as incompetent. In other words, he sicked one of his employees on one of his own employees and said, make her look bad. That's toxic, Mr. Spencer. What you did is toxic. When accused of sexual harassment by numerous women in his office, his solution wasn't to apologize, say, I'm learning and I will do better. I understand I made you uncomfortable. My intention wasn't to do so. I'm sorry. I will do better. He didn't do that. What he did was issue a freaking dress code telling women how long their skirts could be, that their toes can't be out, that there can't be any cleavage. Who's measuring, Mr. Spencer? Don't wear any perfume. It's not the 1950s, so quit acting like it is, Mr. Spencer. And to paint yourself as the victim of the toxic workplace that you created is the height of self-absorption and the absolute last quality any of us want in an elected official. We see exemplars of the disasters that that kind of a mentality can wreak on a government in Donald Trump. You know what Donald Trump doesn't do? Never takes accountability. It's never his fault. It's always someone else's fault. We don't need a different version of Donald Trump in city of Milwaukee government. And I know, and I'm going to go where people get uncomfortable. Mr. Spencer happens to be a black man. I think there's been a lot of angst amongst those that know to criticize Mr. Spencer because he's the first black man to hold the position of city attorney. I think that is great that we finally got some diversity in leadership ranks in the city. Got the city's first elected black mayor. That's great. Milwaukee County's first elected black county. That's great. But it ain't great when you're incompetent and demonstrably so. We only elevate, and I can only be an ally when I can put my voice and my support behind you because you are not just competent, but doing a damn good job. And I'd be the first one to applaud Mr. Spencer and lend him my support if he was doing a good job. But I won't continue to be silent or support someone because of their race. We can do better. Milwaukee deserves better. And I know a heck of a lot of black lawyers in and around Milwaukee and that live in the city of Milwaukee that would do a damn fine job as city attorney. Certainly better than this guy because the bar is so freaking low, I can't even see it anymore. Hats off to you, Evan, for throwing your hat in the ring. Best of luck this evening. What are your parting thoughts and words for folks that may not have gotten themselves out to the polling place yet?
Yeah, thank you, Maggie. Let me just say that I hope that you hold me to that standard going forward. You know, if I can't meet it, then I don't deserve a second term if I'm elected later tonight. I do hope people go out and vote. It is just miserable outside and it was not easy. I had a very beautiful and memorable experience voting once we got in the polling place, but my son, who's almost three, was much more interested in puddles than polling, this morning. But anyway, look, I'm running because you said I was a nerd earlier and you're right. I'm just ready to get to work. I hope that we win tonight and then get to work tomorrow. It's a much more powerful and important office than people realize.
Yeah.
And we'll treat it that way. We're going to restore the culture inside the walls of the law firm, repair trust with our clients and with the people of Milwaukee, and do good work.
Thank you so much. That's State Representative Evan Goyke, current candidate for City of Milwaukee City Attorney. He has my vote. He had it this morning when I rolled into my polling place. Get out there and vote, everybody. Some humility, some accountability, and a service mentality is what we should demand of every elected official at every level. We should never allow people to elevate personal gain and personal advancement over good policy, over good public service. That is not why any of us ever got into this in the first place. And when folks fail at those fundamental tests, accountability, humility, and service to others as a first principle, we all do well to kick them the hell out of their offices. Mr. Spencer deserves to go. Evan, all the best. Thanks.
I'm going to go deal with my anxiety for another 5.5 hours. But thank you, Maggie, for having me on and for all you do. Good luck, Teddy.
Thanks much. Thank you. That's Evan Goyke, candidate for City of Milwaukee City Attorney. I am joined for these next minutes by Milwaukee County Treasurer candidate. I'm getting it right now, Ted. Ted Chisholm. Welcome, Ted. Thanks for your patience. It's really my pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Maggie, and it's a pleasure of mine to be on the show. So excited to be here.
Wonderful. Ted, I think you caught the current treasurer by surprise when you announced your candidacy. Why do you think he was surprised?
Absolutely. Well, one of the fundamental issues with the Office of Treasurer in Milwaukee County Government is that for years, it has been treated as a sinecure office.
What does that mean for people that don't know that word?
Exactly. No. So essentially, a sinecure is a political office that's held without expectations of a lot of work being performed on the public's behalf. And over the years, the treasurer's office has unfortunately taken on that appearance. It's not an office that's commonly associated with progress, with engaged leadership, with bold reforms aiming to ensure that the core duties of the treasurer are being carried out in the most creative and innovative way possible. And so there hasn't been a contested race for county treasurer in a decade.
There hasn't been a contested race for Milwaukee County treasurer in a decade. Wow. Let's just observe that.
Absolutely. And so the reason I'm running, you and I, Maggie, are former colleagues in Milwaukee County government. I've served as a hands-on administrator, as chief of staff to former Sheriff Ernell Lucas, and as the senior administrator for management, finance, and strategy, overseeing budget operations, accounting, purchasing, and contracts for the Milwaukee County Clerk of Circuit Court's office. So I'm not running because I want to be a politician holding a sinecure office. I'm running because I want to turn the treasurer's office around and transform it into an engaged, practical, highly effective financial services agency that serves the interests of our community. So if you don't mind, I can just share briefly what the treasurer essentially does.
Going to be my next question. We just have about 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
So very briefly, tell everybody what the treasurer does, and then we'll come back with Ted Chisholm in just a moment.
Of course. So our treasurer has three core duties. One is managing day-to-day banking and accounts receivable operations for county government. The second is investing the county's surplus funds that are not needed for day-to-day county operations. And the third and by far the most public-facing is the collection of property tax delinquencies and the enforcement of property tax delinquencies in 18 of Milwaukee County's 19 municipalities. So every city and village in the county, excluding the city of Milwaukee, which has its own elected treasurer who oversees similar operations at the city level. So those are the duties of the county treasurer. And I'm running because I have the practical hands-on experience to lead the office in an engaged manner in its administrative duties, but also to be more proactive in working with folks to navigate the property tax collection process if they fall on difficult economic times and need a helping hand from the county to get through those periods.
It is a Byzantine process. We'll talk more with Milwaukee County Treasurer candidate. His election isn't until this November 5th, coming up in the fall. After these brief messages, you are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. If you've got questions and comments about today's election day, who is on the ballot, or all these technical races that we hear about, you can give me a call or text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more in a moment with Ted Chisholm.
Yeah, 'cause what he does so well. Makes me want, let's give up the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it from my baby. You know you gotta understand.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Frankly, everybody, I think anybody running for an office should be saying, hit me with your best shot. I mean, we don't learn unless people ask us the tough questions and give us the tough feedback and criticism, right? That's how we get better. It's also how we test elected officials through this electoral process, and they should be willing to engage in the tough discussions, to answer the difficult questions, to engage in a debate with follow-up questions. Wow, what a novel idea. And listen, I don't particularly think presidential debates are worth much at all because of the highly negotiated format. And so it's more like a beauty pageant, like, oh, did somebody land a really punchy one-liner and the candidates can and sort of come up with all these zingers that they try to use. So I don't think it works well for presidential candidates. But I think an appropriately moderated debate for some of these local technical offices and judicial candidates would actually be extremely helpful. And I continue to be mystified by why this doesn't happen. You know, it's coffee with the candidates on CBS 58. And they ask them lame questions that no one follows up on. I mean, have you ever watched the BBC, Ted?
Yes.
Okay. Get real close to the mic, too, so we can hear you. Or you can pull it up. Ted and I are both tall people. If you're there, we go. If you can't see us standing, but Ted, what are you, about 6'8", 6'10"?
6'7".
6'7". Yes. I overestimate. I'm 6 feet, so we got to make sure the mics are actually in our faces.
You guys have no idea how short I, Anya, the producer at 5'4", has felt today. I got to throw that out there for folks if we're talking height.
Well, yeah, Bill Christensen, guy who joined us a little bit earlier, candidate from City of Milwaukee Comptroller. He's real tall. Evan, if you're listening, not so much. You're not part of the tall club.
Evan's in the short club with me, and it's a cool, cool club.
It is a cool club. Anyways, Ted, have you ever watched BBC or other British reporters do interviews? They actually ask follow-up questions.
Absolutely. No, and that sort of discourse is critical, right? Because yes. We need to hear from our elected officials what they're doing to serve our interests. And even in these kind of obscure, off-the-beaten-path offices in city and county government, which, despite their lack of public attention, have really critical responsibilities.
Yes.
We need to have more intense and more vigorous discourse surrounding each of those offices and what they're doing day-to-day to actually serve our community.
So I want to ask you, one of the first things that your opponent mentioned in the article when he was asked about your then-just-announced candidacy was he pointed out that you don't have a college degree. How do you respond, Ted?
Absolutely. And so without doubt, my path to public service has been a very unconventional one. So I began by being engaged in politics at a very young age. So I worked as a research consultant for a political consulting firm in St. Paul, Minnesota, worked with various political candidates in Minneapolis, St. Paul, City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. And over the years, what I came to really specialize in was policy development for candidates running for criminal justice offices. And so when Sheriff Ernell Lucas, someone that I had worked with, took office in 2019, he appointed me as his chief of staff to manage day-to-day administration, oversee policy reforms in the sheriff's office, which were greatly needed in the wake of David Clark's tenure as Milwaukee County Sheriff.
All hat. No cattle.
Exactly.
David frickin' Clark. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Bad memories, right?
Yeah. PTSD is kicking in right now.
So, and after serving in the sheriff's office, where I managed the office budget of nearly $50 million, shepherding that budget through the county board year after year, I then stepped away from county government for about a year and then came back in early 2023 as the senior administrator for management and finance in the clerk of circuit court's office. So I absolutely come from an unconventional background in public administration, but I'm proud of my track record, and I believe that that record speaks for itself, not only in terms of the reforms that we effectuated in the sheriff's office, but also in terms of the work that I was able to be part of, working with Clerk of Courts Anna Hodges over the past year before I stepped down to run for this position. We really oversaw a turnaround in how the Clerk of Circuit Court's office managed its accounting and purchasing operations, really, really honing in to create greater controls, improving how we managed things like refunds, making sure that payments were actually made on time, and ultimately proposing a new budget to the county executive that actually cut out a lot of unnecessary spending while at the same time investing in really key initiatives to make the court system more accessible to the public. So I have that hands-on experience, and my hands-on experience is not as a politician.
Yes.
It's as somebody who's willing to lead, to work behind the scenes, and I'm proud of that record, and I'm ready to compare it with that of my opponent as we move forward.
I just want to take a pause here. I think, a parallel or a corollary to my criticism of presidential debates as a meaningful metric by which to select a candidate is matched only by my disdain for the sort of popularity contest elements, the personality-driven elements that we often find our electoral politics devolving into. Listen, I want to elect candidates that I like, that I'd like to maybe have a beer with. And that's all fine and good. But if I'm being really candid with our listeners, it ain't always the person who's the most fun to have the beer with that's the best administrator of complex governmental systems, that's the best at saying this isn't working efficiently. Often, the folks that won student council president aren't the ones that are in the nitty-gritty work. Sometimes they are, right? They're not mutually exclusive. But I think one of the challenges that we have is separating cults of personality and sort of tenure-driven elections from an analysis of whether or not someone is actually going to lean in and do what I call the nuts and bolts of the work that is required in many governmental offices and many elected offices. Ted, I think you have spoken well to your experience doing just that. With my last guests, I quipped that what we do ain't sexy, but it's nerdy, and I'm proud of it.
Absolutely.
You too, Ted. Welcome to, we should just call it like the Nerd Den or something. If you're listening, 855-75-CIVIC, tell us what I should label the like Nerd Den of the WAUK studio here in downtown Waukesha when we're doing the Maggie Dawn Show. Because we do a lot of the wonk, but it's in the wonk if we can share that in a way that people can understand why these offices matter and how they run, that I think we can start to transcend some of the partisanship.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. And I mean, I readily acknowledge I am a boring person. I enjoy reviewing balance sheets and reading ordinances and drafting policy memoranda. Those are the things I enjoy. Those are things that I bring to the table too. And so if I'm elected treasurer, the commitment I can make to our community is that you're not just going to see me every 4 years as a name on the ballot. You're going to see me out and about in our community, hosting sessions throughout Milwaukee County to help folks work out payment plans if they've fallen behind on their property tax payments. You're going to see us reporting publicly about how Milwaukee County's revenue management systems work. You're going to see us engaged, active. You're going to see me at work, leading by example, working with the team of professionals in the treasurer's office as a hands-on, motivated, engaged, innovative member of the team, not just a manager. So that's what you'll see if I am elected and if I'm able to bring that sort of policy wonkish background to the table.
That's wonderful. We're going to take a couple of quick messages here and the farm update here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined by Ted Chisholm, candidate for Milwaukee County Treasurer's Office. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You got questions or comments, hit us up. What should we call the Nerd Den here on The Maggie Dawn Show? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4832. Be back with you in just a moment.
Bus frosted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Snow strikes this afternoon and may mix with a little rain at first. Overnight, less than an inch is likely to accumulate. Waking up to spotty snow showers still continuing, the bigger concern is the winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour with potential power outages. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the last segment of the day here on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you'd like to get in on the action, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. The phone and text lines are open. Carmela giving me and Anya a shout out. Carmela has to say that, like your guest Ted, I believe that hands-on experience can more than make up for the lack of a college degree, especially when someone has already done the job in some form already. Amen to that. Carmela also agrees that the presidential debate's not worth much of our time. Both political parties fail to follow the rules set prior to the debate, but the absolute worst offender in rule violation in debates is Donald Trump. No one fact checks him. No one fact checks him. If they attempt to do so, he just bullies and talks over everyone. I say cut the mic off already. I couldn't agree with you more, Carmela. What is the purpose of a debate if nobody follows any of the rules? That's just baloney and bloviating Donald Trump's stock and trade. I haven't gone deep on Trump in a while. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I'm just going to say that. I have been following some of the activities and things that he's been saying over the Easter weekend. Happy Passover, happy Easter, happy Ramadan. Isn't it interesting we have this confluence of three of the world's major religions?
Yeah. Passover hasn't started yet, but we're going to run up into a period of time quick where it has. And it's like, it's all starting at the, because Easter is connected to when Passover was and subsequently Ramadan. So yeah, it's all in one. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, from a very Carl Jungian and Joseph Campbell perspective, you know, we've got more in common than many of our leaders would otherwise indicate. I was just joined this past 30 or so minutes by Milwaukee County Treasurer candidate Ted Chisholm. He's running against a longtime political elected official, guy by the name of David Cullen. I wanted to point this out. David Cullen, really nice guy. I got no beef with Dave. I know him personally. Nice man. But I wanted to point this little bit of historical irony out. When Dave Cullen was on the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, he was one of the supervisors that objected to raises for department heads within the then County Executive's administration. Odd, isn't it? Just saying. Little weird. Let me extrapolate. What does all of this mean? We've been talking about these City of Milwaukee technical elected officials, these technical elected officials at Milwaukee County. Here's my big picture takeaway. This is the part that you don't want to miss. Shame on you, Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Shame on you, Democratic Party of Milwaukee County. Because here's what's not happening. You're not minding the store. You're not ensuring that we're putting the best possible candidates forward. You're not policing your own ranks. That is a huge problem. If you want to claim the high road, then we have to do in our own house, if you're a Democrat or if you generally left-lean, if you're a centrist and you just want government to work well for most of us most of the time, then what you got to demand of the political parties, because that's the apparatus that we've got right now, folks, is that they demand a ton from the candidates that run under their mantle. Republicans have abandoned any pretext, any hat tip at vetting candidates. It's the party of crazy. You believe in less government, lower taxes, less regulation. That's all fine. The GOP has nothing to do with that anymore. Democrats must hold ourselves to the standards that we criticize Republicans about. And what I have been seeing is a failure of Democratic parties, state and local, in this state especially, and in this county especially, to hammer on the candidates to demand better. Because if they were doing that, they would tell Tierman Spencer to step down. Because you're doing more harm. You're harming the party. You're harming the city. That ain't good. They'd be telling the Register of Deeds, the county treasurer, and the county clerk to stand down. 36% raises after asking Milwaukee County taxpayers and city of Milwaukee residents to pay more in sales tax ain't a good look. Don't be a big spending Democrat if you don't want to be criticized for being a big spending Democrat. I give all the credit to David Crowley, a Democrat that actually says no to big spending Democrats. Seems to me he's one of the only adults in the room. Reasonable, reliable, responsible. Not handing out cookies and party favors to your cronies in the government. That nobody wants that. So we got to look within and look into the mirror and hold ourselves accountable. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin and Milwaukee County Democratic Party, they don't have a pipeline. They're not helping young people find their way into elected office or their ways to candidacy. In a really deeply meaningful way. They're not helping prepare the next generation of leaders. They're just seeing who can fundraise, who's getting the money in the door. They're not helping people with real-world experience enter into the political system as candidates. That's a problem. And one of the most egregious failures of the party is the fact that they haven't stepped up to criticize one of the candidates for Milwaukee County Comptroller. I told you yesterday, I cast my vote this morning for Milwaukee County Comptroller candidate Liz Sumner because her opponent doesn't know what a conflict of interest is, doesn't know how to take the advice of experts, and has a resume and background that I find to be impenetrable and completely incapable of any sort of meaningful vetting. So I'll say to anybody who's centrist, just wants government to work, folks that are Democrats, let's demand more of our candidates, shall we? Let's demand more of our elected officials. Because if you're ready to cast a stone at the other party and criticize Republicans, your house better be in order. And what I see oftentimes is disorder in the Democratic Party. We don't have to be perfect. We got to be better, and we got to demand better every single day. Get out there and vote, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but always remember, it is better when we stand together. That's it for this episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Back with more tomorrow.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. The
Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the Coast Guard's opened another temporary channel to help cleanup and recovery efforts in Baltimore.